the Pequod, shambling and stumbling through the house with the whiskey bottle held in a hand that was not really a hand anymore. Shouting that it was skin cancer. Did she hear him? It was fucking skin cancer, and he had gotten it from the fucking UV lamp, and he was going to sue the dirty quacks that had done this to him. Sue them right down to the motherfucking ground. Litigate the bastards until they didn't have so much as a shit-stained pair of skivvies to stand up in. Sometimes, when he was in these moods, he broke things. I finally realized that he was having these fits on the nights after Mrs. Marley came in to clean, she said dully. He'd go up into the attic when she was here, you see. If she'd seen him, it would have been all over town in no time at all. It was the nights after she'd been in and he'd been up there in the dark that he felt most like an outcast, I think. Most like a freak. So he's gone to the Mayo Clinic, Billy said. Yes, she said. And at last she looked at him. Her face was drunk and horrified. What's going to become of him, Billy? What can become of him? Billy shook his head. He hadn't the slightest idea. Furthermore, he found he had no more urge to contemplate the question than he'd had to contemplate that famous news photograph of the South Vietnamese general shooting the supposed Viet Cong collaborator in the head. In a weird way, he couldn't quite understand. This was like that. He chartered a private plane to fly to Minnesota. Did I tell you that? Because he can't bear to have people look at him. Did I tell you that, Billy? Billy shook his head again. What's going to become of him? I don't know, Halleck said, thinking, and just by the way, what's going to become of me, Lita? At the end, before he finally gave up and went, both of his hands were claws. His eyes were two bright little sparks of blue inside those pitted, scaly hollows. His nose! She stood up and wobbled toward him, hitting the corner of the coffee table hard enough with her leg to make it shift. She doesn't feel it now, Halleck thought, but she's going to have one hell of a painful bruise on her calf tomorrow. And if she's lucky, she'll wonder where she got it. Or how? She grasped at his hand. Her eyes were great glittering pools of uncomprehending horror. She spoke with a gruesome, breathy confidentiality that prickled the skin of Billy's neck. Her breath was rank with undigested gin. He looks like an alligator now, she said in what was almost an intimate whisper. Yes, that's what he looks like, Billy. Like something that just crawled out of a swamp and put on human clothes. It's like he's turning into an alligator. And I was glad he went. Glad. I think if he hadn't gone, I would have gone. Yes, just packed a bag and... She was leaning closer and closer, and Billy stood up suddenly, unable to stand any more of this. Lita Rossington rocked back on her heels, and Halleck just barely managed to catch her by the shoulders. He had also drunk too much, it seemed. If he had missed her, she might very well have brained herself on the same glass-topped, brass-bound coffee table, trifles, $587 plus mailing, on which she had struck her leg. Only instead of waking up with a bruise, she could have waked up dead. Looking into her half-mad eyes, Billy wondered if she might not welcome death. Lita, I have to go.
Of course, she said. Just came for the straight dope, didn't you, Billy dear?
I'm sorry, he said. I'm sorry about everything that's happened. Please believe me. And insanely, he heard himself adding, when you talk to Carrie, give him my best.
He's hard to talk to now, she said remotely. It's happening inside his mouth. You see, it's thickening his gums, plating his tongue. I can talk to him, but everything he says to me, all his replies, come out in grunts.
He was backing into the hall, backing away from her, wanting to be free of her soft, relentlessly cultured tones, needing to be free of her gruesome, glittering eyes.
He really is, she said, turning into an alligator, I mean. I expect that before long they may have put him in a tank. They may have to keep his skin wet. Tears leaked from her raw eyes, and Billy saw she was dribbling gin from her canted martini glass onto her shoes. "Good night, Lita," he whispered.
"Why, Billy? Why did you have to hit the old woman? Why did you have to bring this on Carrie and me? Why?"
"Lita, come back in a couple of weeks," she said, still advancing as Billy groped madly behind him for the knob of the front door, holding onto his polite smile by a huge act of will.
"Come back and let me have a look at you when you've lost another 40 or 50 pounds. I'll laugh and laugh and laugh."
He found the knob. He turned it. The cool air struck his flushed and overheated skin like a benison. "Good night, Lita. I'm sorry."
"Save your sorry," she screamed,
and threw her martini glass at him,